Okay. So we're on Daf Mem and Aleph in the sugya of Yoash HaMayan v'niktsas ha'ilan. The Mishnah says that if you're birich al piras ilan bor pri adama yatsa, if you make a bracha of hadama on a fruit, you're yotze. So the Gemara, the first Gemara on Daf Mem and Aleph after the Mishnah, says man tana de ikar ilan ara. Who's the tana that holds that ikar ilan is ara? That really a tree is associated with the ground. So Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Rav Yehudi. It's Rav Yehuda from a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yavash Amayan, Meniksas Ilan, maybe Vino Kore, Rav Yehuda Omer, maybe Vikore. Then in a case where the Mayan was dried up, or the tree was cut down, so it's Machlogos, whether you're maybe the Bikurim without a Kriya, or whether you're maybe the Bikurim with a Kriya. So when is, in the scenario of the case of Machlogos, when does it happen? Meaning, when is the Mayan dried up and the tree chopped down? So Zukt Rashi. Rashi says, after you took off Bikurim, v'achar kach yavesh amayan, v'chein steh ilan, v'katzatz Bikurim imenu, v'achar kach niktsas ilan. So Rashi explains that the case is, first you took off the Bikurim, and then afterwards, the tree was destroyed in whichever way it was destroyed. So, Rebbe is bothered, this is very difficult, because there's a Gemara in Makos that brings in Rav Hoshaya. And Rosh Hashanah says that if a person is mafresh bikurim before Sukkos, and then Sukkos passes, so you have to let the bikurim rot, based on the concept of ra'i labila. And what this means, l'fi Rav Hoshaya, what's the shita of Rav Hoshaya? It's that if fruits are chayav in bikurim, when they're taken, and then ultimately you can no longer do that kriya anymore, so the kriya is ma'akev, and therefore you can't even bring them without a kriya. That's the din of Rav Hoshaya. So based on this din of Rav Hoshaya, how can we understand Shitas Rashi? Here, when you were mafresh the Bikurim, everything was fine. And only afterwards does the tree fall, or the Mayan gets dried up. So how can we say that there's a din of Mevi V'Eino Kore, now you're no longer able to do the Kriya, but initially you were able to do the Kriya according to the Tanakhama. So Lechorah should be the same thing as the case in Makos. So how can Rashi say that this is the case here in the Tanakhama says maybe Vino Kore? Lechora, the din should be Yerkabu. Yeah. And even stronger, so there's a Yerushalmi that has a few different cases, which all seem to build this point against Rashi. First of all, that we know a Shliach has a din of maybe Vino Kore, but let's say a person takes off the Bikurim, and then gives it to a Shliach. So that's a problem, because when you took off the Bikurim, so you yourself are Chayav in Kriya, you then can't just give it over to a Shliach, because the Shliach is not Chayav in Kriya. So it's the same problem of having fruits that were Chayav in Kriya, and then they're ultimately they no longer have that ability to have Kriya. That gets a din of Yerkavu. So the Gemara there in Yerushalmi explains the same concept in the case of the Shliach. And also, the Gemara there brings a kash on this yisod from the case of a person selling his field. And there he says that the only way that that's okay, that you can sell your field and then still bring the Bikurim, that's if when you took off the Bikurim you had das to sell. And therefore, since you had das to sell, it's as if there was never even a chi of kriya, there was never even an ability to do kriya in the first place. So, and the Yerushalmi also speaks about our case of Yavesh Mayan. And it says that the case is where the Mayan was Yavesh and the tree was chopped down before you were Mafresh. So again, unlike Rashi, the Yerushalmi seems to have this concept of Rav Hoshaya that you can only bring Bikurim without a Kriya if they were never had the ability to do Kriya in the first place. For Rashi, that's not the case. For Rashi, in our case of Yavesh HaMayan, he explains that first you took off the Bikurim, they had a Chi of Kriya, the ability to do Kriya, and then afterwards, they lost that ability. So with Chor, then should be Yerkavu based on the Gemara Makos and the Yerushalmi. So, it's not just a problem in Rashi. The problem is that in the Rambam also we see this issue. Because the Rambam says that in the case of selling the field, right? The Rambam says if you're mafresh bikurim and then afterwards you sell your field, so you can bring the bikurim, maybe vino kore, and he doesn't stipulate that which the Rishalmi said, that you had das to sell your field. Lechori doesn't have this din. He also brings the case of Yavesh HaMayan, the next Elon. And it's a mashma there that, like Rashi, that the Mayan was Yavesh and the tree was chopped down after you were Mafresh. He also paskins, if you're Mafresh Bikurim before Sukkot and then bring them afterwards, you can't be Mivivino Kore. Again, in all these cases, the Rambam seems to be rejecting this din of Rav Hoshaya. Because the Rambam's not stipulating that, no, really, in the case where you sold where you sold your field, when you were Mafresh, you knew you would sell your field. He doesn't stipulate that. And Yavesh HaMayan HaSilon, he explains all Darach Rashi. So Lechora, all these three cases in the Rambam are problematic for the same reason that Rashi is problematic. And that is, we have a concept that's found in the Yerushalmi and in Makos, that if fruits initially had the ability to have kriya done, and then afterwards lost that ability, the din is yirkavu. Yeah? You have the kasha, so it's kasha on Rashi, kasha on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam actually learns that Rav Yosi Bar Hanina argues in Rav Hoshaya. Right? Tosfos, who explained, unlike Rashi, he explained that really Yavesh HaMayan and Nechsesa Ilan, that was before he took off Bikurim. So he learned in the Yerushalmi that Rav Yosi Bar Hanina and Rav Hoshaya really are saying the same thing, and Rav Yosi Bar Hanina just meant what Rav Hoshaya said. But the Rambam doesn't say that way, according to the Kesef Mishnah. That really, the Rambam is going to hold that Rav Yosi Bar Hanina argues in Rav Hoshaya. In which case, we can very well say that the Rambam is lining up with Rav Yosi Bar Hanina. Rav Yosi Bar Hanina doesn't have this rule that if fruits were chayiv in Bikurim, chayiv in Kriya on Bikurim and had the ability to do so and then lost that ability, you're not Yerkavu, maybe Vieno Kore. And the Maharpanim adds that in Yerushalmi itself is Mashma, that there's a Machlokas, because Rav Yosi Bar Hanina is the one that's asking questions of Rav Hoshaya. And then Rav Yosi gives an answer for an answer to these questions. But we can very well understand that Yosef Bar Hanina, he asks the questions, he's not masking with the Tirutzim, and he argues on Rav Hoshaya. So there's a machlokas of Yosef Bar Hanina and Rav Hoshaya, the Rambam's going with Yosef Bar Hanina, and against Rav Hoshaya. Yeah? So there's two problems with this approach of the Kesef Mishnah. So number one, if the Rambam paskins against Rav Hoshaya, so then how can he bring one of Rav Hoshaya's dinim, Lidina? The Rambam quotes the halacha that if an owner cuts down the Bikurim himself, he can't send it with a shliach. So that was one of Rav Hoshaya's dinim. Question number two. Also, so why is it so pashut that the Rambam should paskin like Rav Yosi Bar Hanina? Why not paskin like Rav Hoshaya? So the Maharpanim said like this. If you look in the Gemara, Rav Yochanan and Rav Hoshaya both bring this din. This din, and again, what's the din? The din that the Rambam brought also, that if the owner cuts down the Bikurim, so then he cannot send it with a shliach. So they both bring down this din. Rav Hoshaya says the reason, and he says his reason, Lishitaso, that anything that when you're mafresh it was ra'i for kriya, so it must be barat with kriya. So therefore, if I take the Bikurim, I can't send it with a shliach, because then the shliach can't say a kriya. And I'm taking that kriya away, and according to the Rav Hoshaya, that's not allowed. But Rav Yochanan also brought this din, and he doesn't say a reason. So the Maharpanim suggests Rav Yochanan's reason is not this reason of Rav Hoshaya, but rather a different reason of bittul mitzvah kriya. Meaning the issue here of sending it with the shliach is that lemaisa, no kriya is going to be done. And that's bittul mitzvah kriya. And there's actually a raya for this, because later Rav Yochanan says a din, that if a father becomes ill, the Yoresh brings the fruits. If Rav Yochanan held Rav Hoshaya's reasoning, the Yoresh can't bring the fruits. These fruits initially had the ability to have Kriya done by the father. Now the father can't do it anymore. So the fruits now no longer have the ability to do Kriya. According to Rav Hoshaya, Lechora, the din should be Yerkavu. But Rav Yochanan is saying that maybe the Enokore, that the son can bring the fruits. So you see that Rav Yochanan doesn't have Rav Hoshaya's reasoning. Rather, he has this new reason, a bittul mitzvah Kriya. So if we explain this way, so we understand two things. Both questions are answered. First of all, we understand in the Rambam how he can paskin against Rav Hoshaya but still bring this din. Because we're showing from Shitas Rav Yochanan that this din is not necessarily tied to the Sor of Rav Hoshaya. There's a different Sor that the Rambam can hold of. And it also answers the second question. The second question was, why would the Rambam paskin like Rav Yosi Bar Hanina and not Rav Hoshaya? So we see now that there's two people that are against Rav Hoshaya. It's not just Rav Yosi Bar Hanina, but also Rav Yochanan. So it's a two-on-one. So now we understand why the Rambam is paskening like Rav Yosi Bar Hanina against Rav Hoshaya. Yeah? Both questions are answered. And before we can say the same thing in Rashi. Rashi paskening like Rav Yosi Bar Hanina. Okay, but So that's the Maraponim. Rebbe rejects the Maraponim for the following reason. First of all, is it clear? Yeah, all right. So first of all, the reason that we're saying now for this din, again, the Rambam brings a din that if I cut down Bikurim, I can't send it with a Shliach. And the reason we're attributing is not the reason for Voshaya, but this other reason, Bittul Mitzvah Kriya. The problem is that the Rambam brings this din in Perek Bez, but Mitzvah Kriya is in Perek Dalet. And there are other indications also that he doesn't talk about Mitzvah Kriya until Perek Dalet. I'm not going to speak out the other one because it's a little confused. Actually, I'll speak it out.
One tree. Yeah. Three trees are spoken about, two trees he waits till later.
Oh, good. Exactly. Fine. So, meaning, he speaks about the din of buying one tree where you don't bring Bikurim at all, buying three trees where you're maybe the Korei, but he waits until Perek Dalet to speak about when you buy two trees, because that's in the maybe the Eno Korei. So you see another indication that he's waiting until Perek Dalet to discuss Mitzvah Kriya, because that's where the Nafkamina case of two trees, where it's you bring it, but you're not Korei, fine. So again, we see that the Rambam Perek Bez can't be talking about Mitzvah Kriya, because that's in Perek Dalet. So now, Hadar Kushul Aduchte, why is the Rambam bringing this din? That lechor is in the Roshaya, that if I cut down the Bikurim, I can't send it with a Shliach. It's not talking about, it's not Midin Bittul Mitzvah Kriya. So lechor is because of Roshaya's reasoning. But the Rambam doesn't hold the Roshaya, as we saw from several indications in the way in which he paskins. So Rebbe said a mahalach like this, and it's going to start out with the Yerushalmi. I want to read the Yerushalmi, actually. So let me just pull it up. So after we discuss in the Yerushalmi the machlokas between Roshaya and Arisa Rechanina, so the Yerushalmi has a lashon like this: V'kriya ma'keves, is kriya really ma'akev? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yav Yitzchak, ha'ra'i l'kriya in kriya ma'keves. Rav Shmuel bar Yav Yitzchak says that, and we'll define what this means: ha'ra'i l'kriya in kriya ma'keves, likdon l'shocham yad acher. If you cut down the bikurim to send in the hands of someone else, lo yishalcham yad acher. You can't send it in the hands of someone else. Why? Shema Yimlachu Lavian Adkan. So we're going to digest this lashon of the Yerushalmi. Again, after the Machlokas, this Yerushalmi is brought. So what is this din of Harayi L'Kriya Inkiri Makeves? So L'Chora, this is Rav Hoshaya's din of Kol Harayi L'Bila, right? As we've been discussing. That's brought down in Makos. The problem is that, again, the Weber is assuming, based on the context of the Yerushalmi, it seems that Rosh Shmuel bar Yitzchak is aligning like one of the two Shitos. Meaning, we had a Machlokes, Rosh Shmuel bar Yitzchak is then going to hold either like Rav Yosef bar Chanina or like Rav Hoshaya. So, if we're going to say that he's really going like Rav Hoshaya, that's actually very difficult. Even though we can attribute this line of Karei L'Kriya in Kriya Ma'keves to Rav Hoshaya, the Bavli and Makos, if you look at the Rav Hoshaya's Lashon in the Yerushalmi, it's actually very different. He says, "Kol roi litar b'kriya, ein nitar el b'kriya," which is mashma that kriya is not a mitzvah, but rather it's a matir. And lechor by a matir, we can't say kol roi labila. So it's actually mashma in the Yerushalmi that Rav Hoshaya requires more than just being roi l'kriya. You have to actually do a kriya, unlike Rav Hoshaya and the Bavli. So we're showing that there's a distinction between Rav Hoshaya and the Bavli that just says roi l'kriya is enough. If it's Raila Kriya in Kriya Ma'keves, as opposed to Rav Hoshaya in the Yerushalmi, who says that you actually have to do it. You actually have to, even if it's Raila Kriya, you still have to actually do a Kriya. So if that's true, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, in a Hanami, he seems to be saying like Rav Hoshaya in the Bavli, but that's not the matter at hand. We're here in the Yerushalmi, and he's coming out against Rav Hoshaya in the Yerushalmi, even though it sounds like he's taking a side in the Machlokas. It would be dachuk to say that he's arguing on Rav Hoshaya and Yerushalmi. It sounds like he's saying, like, either Rav Hoshaya or Rav Yosef bar Chanina. So it sounds, you hear? He sounds to be going like neither of them. He sounds to be going like Rav Hoshaya and the Bavli. That's a problem. Yeah, you hear the kasha? And then a second kasha is, after Rev Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, Harel Kriya and Kriya Ma'keves, there's a very strange, I read it quickly on purpose, there's a very strange din. And I'll read it again. It doesn't seem to make any sense, right? The lashon is after we bring down Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, liktam l'shalcham yad acher lo yishalcham yad acher. If you cut down the bikurim to send with someone else, you can't send it with someone else. Why? And Then the Gemara gives a reason that also is very hard to understand. Shema yimlachu l'avien. What does that mean exactly? So the Mahalach goes like this. That Rebbe changes the girsa. That last part of the Yerushalmi that I just read is actually saying not, the Lashon is not liktan l'shalchan b'yad acher, but rather liktan l'avien hu. In other words, that Yerushalmi, that line, is not this strange din that we can't figure out, but rather it's just the din of Rav Yochanan. That again, if I cut down Mikurim to take it myself, I can't send it with a shliach. We've seen that din before. So it goes like this. So Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is coming to argue on Rav Hoshaya Shita. And he's actually saying like Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Meaning, we wanted to say before that Shmuel Bar Yitzchak has to hold either like Rav Hoshaya or like Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. We tried putting him like Rav Hoshaya, but we said that was a problem. So in Rebbe starts, he's actually going like Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. What's Rav Yosef Bar Chanina Shita? That Kriya is not Ma'akev. Meaning, even if something was Mafrish, and when it was Mafrish, it was Rai L'Kriya, and then it loses that ability, you could still be maybe Vein Okore. There's no Din of Yerkabu. So that's the Shita of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Then we, after Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says this way, paskins this way, like Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, we then bring down Rav Yochanan's din of Lakdan Lavian Hu, Lo Yishalcham Yad Acher, because that din was explained by Rav Hoshaya Lishitaso, meaning it was explained, Rav Hoshaya explained that din very well based on his own Shita, that the reason why if I take off the Bikurim for myself, I can't send it with a Shliach, is because initially it was Rai L'Kriya, and now it lost its ability. So that's why it has a din of Yerkabu. So how are we going to explain that if we don't have Rav Hoshaya? And to that, we give a different reason. A Gezeira Shema Yimlach Lavian. Which means what? Since in this case, the owner initially was going to bring it himself, even though now he decides to bring with a Shliach, we're scared that he's going to cancel the Shlichus and say, no, I really want to bring it myself. So we'll cancel the Shlichus. What's the problem? Because now when the Shliach brings it, it's a Hanacha Bipsol, and a Hanacha is Ma'akev for the Kohanim to Ipikurim. It's a Ma'akev. So if it's Ma'akev, that's a big problem. So because of that, we say, don't do this in the first place. If you initially wanted to take the Bikurim yourself, you can't send it with a Shliach. And now we understand very well why the Rambam puts this din in Perek Beis. Because Perek Beis are the halachos of Ava. And this is a halacha of Ava. I mean, the whole Gezerah here is because, the whole reason of this din is because we don't want a Habab Ipsol. Yeah? Hanachav Ipsol. Sorry. Yeah, does that make sense? So that was the sugya of Yavash Mayam and Xasilan. Okay, so final sugya of Digest 3. So our Gemara, it's a Gemara on the bottom of Memamud Aleph and then into Memamud Bez, says the distinction between Pri Ha'etz and Pri Adama. And the distinction is, when do you make a bar per eitz? That's in a case where when you take off the fruits regrow. But when you take off the in a case where you take off the fruit and then they don't regrow, that would then be a vegetable. So there's a distinction in our Gemara between bar pri eitz and bar pri adama. The Rishonim ask that there's a Tosefta that brings a different chiluk between pri eitz and pri adama. The Tosefta says that which has leaves that grow from a trunk is a tree, and that which has leaves that grow from the ground is a vegetable, and not a tree, because we know fruits grow on trees. Fruits grow on trees. So l'chor is a sira between the Tosefta and our Gemara. So the Ritva and the Ra'ah in this first Teretz say that the Tosefta is defining what's a tree, and our Gemara is defining what's a fruit. But the question is obvious. If we define in the Tosefta that this is a tree based on where the leaves grow, so then any fruit that comes out of this is a pre-ha'etz. So what's the secondary distinction? So Rebbe brought from his cousin, Kosciuszko, that even if we say that there's a tree based on the Tosefta's distinction, if its fruits don't last year to year, then the fruits are not Priya Eitz, because the fruits are attributed then to the ground. Since it's not lasting year to year, so it's as if the fruits are growing on the ground. Because, yeah?
Yeah. It's not me, it's Yachis, the tree.
Exactly. Meaning, if, again, our Gemara's distinction is that when you take off, if when you take off the fruit, so the branch doesn't remain year to year and produce another fruit. So if the branch is not remaining, even if this thing's a tree, the fruit is then misyachis to the ground and it becomes a pri adama. So therefore, I need both qualifications. And the nafkamina that comes out of this is that there's really a two-step process to become a fruit. First of all, it needs to grow on a tree, and that's the distinction of the Tosefta. And secondly, it has to be a case where on this tree, when I pull off the fruit, the branches last and produce more fruits year to year. So an afkamina would be, let's say, for example, you have something that would be not be considered a tree based on the Tosefta, meaning it grows leaves from its roots. However, the branches last year to year, and the fruits last year to year. So even though it would be a fruit based on the Bavli, since it's not growing on a tree based on the Tosefta, so it's not considered a fruit. You need both qualifications in order to get the shame pre-hayetz. So that was teres number one. Meaning that was mahalach number one to reconcile the Bavli and the Tosefta. The Ra'an, his second teres, says that the Tosefta is really the same chiluk as our Gemara. Meaning the Tosefta is saying if the plant dries out in the winter and returns to sprout leaves from its trunk in the summer, then it's a tree. But if it dries in the winter and then it sprouts leaves from its roots, then it's not a tree. And that's the same thing, according to the Ra'ah, that the Bavli is saying. And this Mahalach, this second Teres of the Ra'ah, is how the Gaonim learned that to be a Priya Eitz, you need the leaves to re-sprout from the trunk. The Rush held that it's enough for the roots to last year to year. And the trunk doesn't need to stay around. But this would be like the Gaonim. The problem is the Rush himself brings the Tosefta. So if we're explaining that the Tosefta follows the understanding of the Gaonim and therefore lines up with our Gemara, so how can the Rush bring the Tosefta? So we'll obviously just have to say that the Rush will go Aliba to the Ritva, Aliba the Ritva and the Ra'ah in the first Teretz, that there's a two-step process and that Tosefta and the Bavli are not the same thing. But the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch brings that strawberries are Rupri Adama, and the Ramah explains, even though the roots last year to year, the trunk does not last year to year, and that's why it's for Priya Adama, like the Gaonim, that in order to be a Priya Eitz, you need to have the trunk lasting year to year. But the Gra says that this understanding is actually, meaning this is actually how the Rush understood the Tosefta. Meaning the Gra is saying that the Rush understood the Tosefta like the Gaonim. But we already showed that the Rush can't learn the Tosefta that way. Because he thinks it's enough just to have the roots last year to year. So how can the Gra be quoting the Rush is understanding the Tosefta to explain the Shulchan Aruch if we showed that the Rush can't learn the Tosefta that way? That's only the Gaonim can learn the Tosefta that way. And the Rush would have to learn the other Mahalach of the Ra'an and the Ritva Teretz. So that's a Tzarachian in the Gra. Yeah? Okay. Shkoyach.